Hey, what's up? It's Rick. It's 7 a.m. I'm in my basement going through boxes. I just found this box with 20 or 30 cassette tapes in it. They're all they're cassettes that either I recorded or someone recorded. They're all like home recorded things. Quite a variety of them. I've had some of them for decades, and I'm just amazed that they're still here with me. I don't know why I have these. And why am I up at 7 a.m. digging through boxes is a question that has occurred to me. And the answer that occurs to me is that I'm always up at 7 a.m. doing something. I woke up one time and everybody was up, and everybody already had breakfast, and the plates were empty. And they were in the kitchen. I didn't like the feeling of missing breakfast. I wanted to be there at the beginning of everything, I think. And so, I'm up, going through boxes. Now, this tape here was recorded by a girl named Laura about 25 years ago.
So how are you? I hope you're well. I'm doing pretty good. Up and down. Half the time I'm hysterical. Yeah.
She was on one circus and I was on another circus. I did receive the tape and I did start to listen to it, but at some point I ran out of time and I haven't seen it since then. I'd met Laura about 6 months before she sent this tape to me. She lived next door to me in Clown College. I don't know what it was. She wasn't overly confident. She was very innocent. She had a cute face, a really cute nose. The thing I most profoundly remember is that I just cared for her very much. I was very attracted to her. And it was the kind of attraction that actually, it pushes you away from a person, I think. Because I just always had that feeling, oh, she's too attractive for me. She'd never be interested in me. I guess I wasn't very confident either.
The show's going pretty good. I think I'm finally beginning to get around that costume of mine in opening, the bearded lady. Felt kind of, I wasn't funny in it. For a long time, but I've been finally thinking up bits for that, so that's coming along.
I carry no baggage about it, but it is very, two and a half decades later, it's interesting that it's still with me and that I think of her this way. You know, I recall, caring for her, feeling this affection and feeling, you know, it wasn't returned. We both got jobs on the circus, and we stayed with it for a few years, each of us, but we were on separate circuses. We were hundreds or thousands of miles apart, and joined only by, like, occasional letters. This all occurred in the 80s. There were no cell phones at that time, and so for us, there were only pay phones. We didn't have hotel rooms with phones. We didn't have office numbers that traveled with the show, and it was not unusual to see groups of people, circus people, camped out by payphones waiting for calls to come in. If you were lucky enough to find backstage or out on the street in the town we were in, if you found a phone that could not only dial out, but it could receive a call, the word would travel fast and you'd take down the number. And, you'd call people you need to be in touch with and tell them, oh, here's a number where you can reach me for the next week. I'll be hanging out near this phone sometimes. Try it, you know. And there would be a lot of people hanging out by the phone, and this was one of the many completely awkward and ridiculous ways that we stayed in touch with the world, or didn't stay in touch with the world. We had no internet. Even mail took, weeks to get to us because it would be sent to our headquarters address in Florida and then forwarded you know, like in a FedEx truck or something, to where we were. And it'd come in a big bundle. You'd get like 3 weeks of mail in a big bundle if you got it at all. We all learned to deal with it, to be, learned to be apart, learned to be like sort of something like a village removed from the rest of the country, like a mobile village that didn't know what was going on. I didn't have a television. I had less access to newspapers and things, and there was no internet. And maybe I didn't care what was going on. Maybe I was just wasn't paying attention. I don't know. I didn't even know who the people were on television. That was maybe the most profound thing. You know, I'd been, it was years of no television. It was years of not talking to people in the real world and knowing what was popularly going around. And, you know, I'd turn on MTV and I'd be like, well, who are these people singing? What is this song? I felt like I just felt like I missed breakfast. I don't know how else to put it. I was on another planet for a few years there. And I just had to start again. You know, it took a long time before I felt like I knew what was going on in the world. And once in a while, I discover things I missed. Near misses. Like this tape.
Outside, I think you can hear Mary Beth. She's giggling as usual. Probably has Ted in there. They're probably laughing because I'm talking to myself, but I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you. So it's okay. You know, I've been putting off, obviously, sending things to you. I guess I don't really want to start going on and on about how I wish you were here and how I wish I'd like to talk to you person to person instead of by tape or by letter. All I have to do is think of writing you, and then all of a sudden I start in on all this other stuff that I can't do anything about and you can't do anything about. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Anything. Send me a postcard and put your name on the back. You don't even have to write anything. Just send me something. And sometimes it does help to know that you're doing the same thing I am. And I am going to call you, and we are going to get a connection, a telephone connection. We are. It's going to happen. Just you wait. It's March already. I can't believe it. March, April, May. March, April, May. So we're about 2 months away from my birthday. Gee. Oh, shoot, I was supposed to call my dad today. Oops. Well, remind me to call him tomorrow, okay? My sister, Lynn, has finally decided to get married. And she's getting married on a Saturday. You know how hard it's going to be for me to get out of a Saturday? I finally broke down and bought myself a ring. You know how I like jewelry. And, you know, I bought it because I thought it looked neat. It's a silver. I don't even know if it's real silver. If it's even sterling silver. I don't know. It's one wire wrapped. He started with a loop, and then he twisted it until it came around, and then hooked it, the other end, around the loop. So it's a neat little, I'll have to draw you a little diagram of it or something, or show it to you when you come to visit me in New York. And I get back to the dressing room. And I'm sitting there, and I'm showing it off to the girls. And Brenda Johnson goes, yeah, that's a love knot. And I don't know, it was kind of ironic that I'd bought myself a love knot ring. That's kind of how things are going right now. How are things going with you? I'm dying of curiosity. Have you managed to convince all the women that are chasing you to leave you alone, or did you just give in to the temptation and indulge? I guess I couldn't really blame you. It does get boring here. But, I could really go for a hug right now. Let's see. Sitting here without talking, I guess. You can hear the generator outside. And I think you'll be able to hear my clock. I guess I just wanted you to know I'm thinking about you a lot. And it's weird because sometimes I'll think of you and I just feel real close to you. Maybe we're accidentally thinking of each other at the same time or something. I don't know. And I'm not even doing anything that we did together or that I know that you do or anything like that. I just, all of a sudden out of the blue, I'll be doing something and think, oh, things are good. You know? Things are close. It's weird. I hope that every once in a while you get that feeling too. It's kind of a nice, positive type feeling.
You've been listening to the Frickin' Circus podcast, www.frickincircus.com. My name is Frick. My email address is frick@frickincircus.com. Just Google Frickin' Circus. Right? Peace out, sauerkraut.